Last time on Paint It Black.
Woke up quick and
nemesis of arrival.
Just thought that I had
my biggest enemy, Brian.
Gotta get
I'm drunk.
KZ. When are you bringing that back?
When he's needed.
KZ only shows up when he's needed.
He talks about KZ like he's fucking Batman, just waiting for a signal.
Oh, he's a looming, looming presence here.
Once Gotham forgets, he'll come back, okay?
Shut up.
Mike, despite what you think of me, I'm not really a tough guy. I would really have to learn how to play the piano.
Oh, no.
When the bar fight broke out, you just play a little faster?
Yeah. No one wants to shoot good old Brian. He plays the piano. He's like the one dude in town.
He's the one guy.
It's going to be a silent town if you kill him.
Hands on. I would just drink my face off. Just live to excess. Really test the limits of the thing. I don't even need the claws. I just want the healing factor. I'd like freak people out by throwing myself off of a bridge and splatting on the ground and getting up and chasing them around like a zombie.
I do weird things to my dick.
What do these words have in common?
It's obviously making fun of me. With Stan, right?
Like, yes! That's, right. I think precisely right.
Okay.
He's got a man crush.
Dude.
What do those have in common?
What else was it?
He's saying you're jerking off to Chris Hardwick.
Is that what
he
said?
Yeah. What is their chief export?
I'm thinking pears in Peru. They got a lot of pears.
Peru's flag. Anybody else?
Again, the donkey reverse kicking a fruit thief.
I'm thinking it's probably a bunch of churros and like the Nike symbol on the corner.
And after much deliberation, Cleveland Plaid retains the title.
No!
Champs!
Welcome to Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luffy Garo and Brian Katz and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
We are back. Let's paint it black. I am your host and judge, Pete. I have stepped down from my ivory tower last week to pick up my belt, my championship tag team belt. Now I'm back where I belong. Right there is my tag team partner.
Woo, woo, woo.
Brian.
Yeah.
Right there is last week's guest host, Lou. Thank you.
Champ of champs, kid.
Good job. And we got some guests in studio and out of studio. Joining us from wherever the fuck you went, Mikey, who hasn't been on in at least 50-some-odd episodes.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
How's it going?
Good. And also joining us from Las Vegas, from Josh's Bold and Belligerent, we got Josh.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
How's it going?
Good to have you, Josh.
Thank you. I like how everyone's calling it Josh's Bold and Belligerent now. Kind of, you know,
oh, yeah.
Feel a little bit better.
It stuck.
Yeah, you should get some t-shirts made up.
Definitely did. It was like before, you know, when you're like picture like a backup quarterback. And you're just waiting in the wings. You're just waiting for your shot. And that shot comes, and then you just take the reins and you just run with it. That's kind of what I did with our show.
That sounds like a made-for-TV movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lauren, you know, his life just started going down the drain, you know, getting robbed and, you know, just a bunch of shit in his life. And then, you know, it was like, yeah, let's just put the podcast studio in my house. And then
he got robbed.
I took the reins and I ran with it, man.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
Well, he's like, oh, you can take the car. I don't want any trouble.
No. They broke into his house and, like, just took everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Got cleaned out.
Legit rocks.
Just from listening to you guys, Las Vegas sounds scary as fuck.
It's really not that bad, but
you got squatters.
It's gotten worse. We'll just say that. It's gotten worse.
I saw a casino, man. It's just bodies in the desert, bro.
Oh, yeah. There's been a bunch of stories of them always, because they're always building out here, and they're building new houses, and all of a sudden they're just like, oh, three bodies discovered while they're digging up the ground for a new housing complex. So,
oh my god, that's got to be so weird to be a contractor in Las Vegas.
Right, I'm sure they've come across a lot of shit.
Yeah, we got more bodies. Fuck.
Put them on the heap
list.
Yeah, add them to the pile.
If you want these removed, it's going to cost extra, lady. Right?
Yeah,
hazard pit.
That's a good business to get into. Josh's body corpse disposal. Removal.
Body removal.
Is that part of landscaping? Fall into your
No, I do landscaping. And no, we do not do body removal.
Well, you have the tools.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. You know?
Now, Josh, you're a landscaper, right? So, like, obviously, you're the white guy who picks all these guys up in the truck and just, like, tells them what to do, right?
Yeah, for the most part, like I'm called the boss, but not really. But
that's really just because it's not a boss.
That's what it comes down to.
It's El Jefe.
Yeah, but that's just because that's all they call it. Everybody, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's Jefe. Jefe or Patron.
It's kind of like how like the Indians they always call you my friend, even when they're angry at you. Get the fuck out of here, my friend.
Are you talking about like the Hindu Indians?
Yes.
He's talking 7-Eleven Indians.
I was talking about Feather, not
no,
Dot.
Those are
Dot, not Woo Woo.
Is that how we're differentiating now?
I would have called them.
I've used that a lot, surprising.
Well, I mean, ever since The Wolf of Wall Street, it's just my go-to at this point. I don't care that
there you go.
I'm not talking about the natives, kid.
Yeah, they lost that war, man. Just,
well, I mean, we...
How many interactions have I had with them other than... Did you cash in these chips?
Talks about them anymore.
Yo, man, if you smoke, you interact with Indians a lot, man. It's like, always a reservation that you got to drive.
Yeah, you buy a Ziploc full of Lucy's.
20 on black, please.
Josh, out in Vegas, man, how much are cigarettes out there?
You know, I don't smoke, but I think they're like $5 a pack, almost $6 a pack.
That. Really?
They're like
$10. Yeah, like $5.85 or something like that.
Shit. In New York, they're like $10 because New York wants people to not smoke, and they tax the shit out of them. So people have to drive all over the place to get to the Indian reservation.
In the city, they're like $13 now, man.
They definitely don't want you smoking in the city.
Yeah.
That and you're not allowed to do it anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. I just couldn't imagine spending $6 like every day on smokes. Like, just throwing money away at that point.
Well, don't move to Virginia because of New York. Because, like, if it's like fucking double that, it's like 12. Yeah.
I know I'm asking for trouble, but that's my primary reason for not smoking. Can't afford it, man.
Yeah, you don't want to stunt your growth anymore, bro.
I'm surprised you eat.
Well, you know, it's a lot of microwavables. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Kraft mac and cheese. I'm picturing that's your primary diet.
I had it today.
Somehow, something told me.
Two of them, because I'm a big boy.
Lou's main diet is Swanson dollar meals.
If the cheese is powdered, he's there.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Top Ramen, though, man.
Right?
Well, it's like sugar, like salt water with noodles in it.
Delicious.
But it tastes good.
It's fucking awesome. Ramen is really good, though.
Yeah. I guess I could draw one for that.
Terrible for you?
A lot of salt.
Yeah, too much sodium.
What are we, 90, man?
Well, I mean, it gets you through in college, but at our age, you know.
I even it out. I'll even out my high blood pressure with just smoking a lot of weed, and I'll just, you know.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, that's science, bro.
Obviously, man.
Welcome to our news segment, Dr. Brian.
That's why Bob Marley's still living, right?
Yeah, he lasted a long time.
Well, Tupac, definitely.
Just the other day, man, I knew I was getting old because I had a double helping of Raisin Bran, two scoops, right? Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to die. At one point, I'm like, we got to get home now. Right now. Bowels are just going to fucking explode.
Yeah?
It was rough. In and out.
I think I'm finally, my stomach can't take any more of the hot sauce, man. Because like I ate like some spicy meatballs like 2 days ago.
Right.
My asshole's still paying for it.
I hit 30, no more ice cream.
Just farting?
Just farting.
Oh, man.
Well, how old are you guys?
We're 33.
Early 30s.
Well, Lou's apparently a woman. He can't tell you exactly how old he is.
I'm 30-ish.
Yeah. A good 30.
Yeah, well, when you guys are like 40, you guys could be in your apartments being like, I was beautiful once.
All right. No, I'm just averaging our
age.
We're
men. We're like whiskey. We age nicely, man. We're not women. Like, you know, we're just sagging. Well, I mean, we sag, but we sag nicely.
Well, we don't sag because we generally have a gut to hold it up.
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say, Josh?
I said not me because I'm 26. And if I talk to anybody and age comes up and it's like, oh, well, how old are you? Or how old do you think I am? Everybody's like, oh, you're like 35.
Ouch.
Shit, dude. It kind of hurts. It's a dagger to the heart, you know?
You got to get rid of that beard, kid.
Got to start wearing like a little schoolboy outfit.
Yeah.
I mean,
you dress like
that. That is not going to fix the problem.
Like Angus Young.
Isn't there a happy medium? He could be like in his 26.
Nope,
his
20s. Giant lollipop. The whole thing.
Propeller hat.
Josh, don't wear boy shorts.
Is he trying to look younger or get sold into sex slavery?
Well, things have their benefits.
Right. Dude, if you wear shorts like that, you're tapping your foot under bathroom stalls.
Or you're the guitarist from AC/DC.
Yeah.
Who happens to tap his foot under bathroom?
His bowels are always bouncing.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys are being funny, so why don't we start scoring this damn thing? Mm-hmm. From now on, from this point on, everything you say that's funny, you get a point. Everything that's not funny gets a dong point. And I'm going to tally up the points at the end. Winner gets the vacated belt. Nobody has this belt right now.
Oh, shit.
So it's up for grabs. Mm-hmm. So I want your A game, boys. But in order to start off the festivities, we're going to have a nice, honorable gentleman's drink. So. Cheers, everyone.
Here, here.
Bully.
Tally ho.
Bully. Cheers to you, Josh.
Are you drinking over there or what?
I got a shock top right now.
Okay, okay.
We are drinking a local favorite, Montauk Brewery Summer Ale. Because I can't buy IPAs anymore. Because Lou cries like a baby.
You should get him stout, the little guy. He wants him stout.
Listen, I gotta agree with Lou. Not a fan of the IPA.
Yeah, come on.
Well, you're a woman too.
Josh, what do you like out there?
But I won the man quiz.
No, I like a lot of stuff. I'm not a huge fan of like Heineken or Beck or anything like that. But if it's beer, I mean, I'm cool with it. I don't have a preference.
Just as long as it's not in like Europe.
As long as it's not what?
In Europe?
Import.
Import?
Import's cool. Like, I'm cool with import. I just don't like Heineken. I don't like Beck's. I don't know why.
You don't like the Germans. That's your thing.
Because usually, if
that
you're...
That might be it.
Because usually people who drink Heinekens are just the dickheads at the club. Like
that too.
That's the thing. Like, Lauren, he always brings over... Beck's and Heinekens, and he thinks he's like this, I don't know, hipster or something, but it just doesn't work.
That was definitely a jab at Lauren.
Hipster right. has a different definition out there than it does here. Because
right.
Heineken's yeah. douchebag beer here. Mm-hmm. Hipster beer is the shit we're drinking.
Plus, I heard your latest, and Josh thinks that all the people who jump into the empty houses and squat, it's a bunch of hipsters.
Wait. Yes. No, that's homeless people.
Yeah, right.
I believe the word you're looking for was hobo.
They're hipster homeless people is what they are.
But if they're white, they're chic. That's chic, man.
They have man buns.
If they're doing drugs and they're just, you know.
These people are fucking making alcohol in the toilet. Like, they're not.
Prison wine.
They're making Bruno?
That's pee wine right there.
They're not going to Starbucks and shit and putting glitter in their beards.
Yo, Starbucks is crazy in New York. I took a little walk, maybe like 15 blocks. I saw about 15 Starbucks. There's literally a Starbucks on every block.
It's disgusting.
They also move much faster over there.
Dude, Starbucks is good.
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks is the devil.
I went to Starbucks and.
Taking a stance.
Yeah.
I went to a Starbucks in Jersey, like a pit stop, you know, and they were dragging ass over there, man. I was like, yo, just give me my hot chocolate. I gotta get out of the road, motherfucker. Like, what size do you want? Like, the small size. Oh, that's a venti. I'm like, who fucking cares? Give me the small one.
Yeah. They're probably like a chocolate. I mean, are you 12?
Whatever, shock top. Like,
did you have a nice $8 hot chocolate?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was like. It's like four.
Look, though, in Cat's defense, normally I'm with you guys, but in Cat's defense, they are fucking delicious. They are.
I don't like coffee, and you know, you need something to keep me up. A little hot chocolate, okay, you know.
The one thing without caffeine, gotcha.
Sweet, sugar.
They probably did it despite you. Despite you're not a true.
Nah, they were just dragging ass. They were just. They just
hot
didn't realize.
Chocolate drinking motherfucker.
Right. This fag is going to buy a Norah Jones CD, too, while he's there.
It's like,
can I give you a Rice Krispie treat, too?
Right.
Can I just do an oversized cookie?
Lou's trying to cash in Dave and Buster's tickets for, like, food out there.
That's too rich for my blood.
Yeah, man. He walks in there with, like, pajama pants stuffed with pennies. That's how he pays for this.
Josh, if you've never met Lou before, he's never been called sir.
Unless it was you're making.
Is there a reason for this, or?
Or it's sir, we're ready for the checkout. Yeah.
Sir, you have to pay for this.
But he still makes a big fuss over everything. You know what? I don't like this. Well, like, you're not even paying. Get out of here.
Yeah. You're one of those complainers, huh?
He's like, I don't like that expensive beer you bought, Pete.
I like to think of myself as a cynic. You know, these guys.
Reed, Dick.
These fucking guys. All right. Okay.
How was everyone's week this week? Anybody have any interesting tales to tell?
It was soul crushing.
Jesus Christ.
You had to get out of bed?
No, man. It's just taking care of three kids all day.
You only have one.
But I do the babysitting, so I got to take care of a six-month-old.
Mm.
And I got to take care of a three-year-old and a six-year-old and try and feed them, get them dressed, get them out ready to the bus.
You're like every mom anywhere.
I'm like fucking Mrs. Doubtfire over there.
Can I
not,
talk to the
not
guys?
Easy.
Can I talk to the guys with real jobs for yeah. a second?
What
is he bitching about?
A copy boy and what do you do for Indian people?
Nothing.
You bang on signs or some shit. I forget what you said you did.
I design T-shirts for a living.
Don't you work for a bunch of Indians?
No.
He did at one point.
My good friend doesn't even know what I do for a living.
I don't. I really don't. Okay, and Mikey, you still at the subway?
Yeah, we can go all that.
Right.
It's Quiznos. Get your brand right, bud.
Quiznos is disgusting. Let's just Let's get it out there.
So what was so crushing about your week?
He had to work.
It's not easy, man.
Oh, the three kids. Okay, moving on. Josh, how was your week?
I met a really racist old white lady a couple days ago.
Oh, they're the best.
Normal white lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Did she have old-timey racisms that she was throwing out?
No, it was just we got to her house. We're getting ready to clean it up because, you know, I do landscaping. And she goes, yeah, can you trim this tree that's along my fence line? My neighbor, he's been complaining that the branches are crossing his, you know, yard, and he's black. And she kind of did that. and I was like, oh, okay. Like, I tried to just play it off like you didn't have to say that. Well, she kept bringing it up as we're talking. She's like, and she's like, well, you know, he kind of scares me because he's black. And so, you know, whatever he says, I just try to do. And he could have a gun or something. You don't know. I mean, you don't know. You know those kind of people over there. And I'm just like, oh, God, this lady needs to just.
Well, after he was told that, Josh locked his car, though. He was just make sure cover up. Yeah,
made sure I locked up the trailer, everything like that, yeah.
Guy walks outside. He's just an Indian dude. Whatever. He's brown.
A really tan Mexican.
Tan. It's just a tan white guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone else?
I had a weird, interesting conversation. Now, I want to ask you all a question. We argued this a little bit last week outside the podcast, but if you had to choose one person's life, right, mm-hmm. would you rather be Helen Keller or Anne Frank?
Shit.
Just tough, man. Deaf, dumb, and blind, or just, you know, fucking Holocaust, you know?
Can I change the events of history? Or
no, you just got to live
it. Just kind of sit back and watch.
You just
got to
kind of play it out.
Play it out.
I think I'd rather be Anne Frank.
Yeah, it's quick and short, man.
Helen Keller lived longer, but can you call that living?
No way, man. Just arms out forever. Just like, ah.
At least they read a play about you that you can never see.
I was going to say, that play kind of sucked, though, right?
It's boring as shit.
Josh.
Plus, I'm not making a porno about that.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up.
Josh, would you face the Holocaust or just nothingness?
I'd probably go with nothingness, man. Just, like, what is she even famous for, though? Like, what is she even known
for? She's not famous. The Miracle Worker was famous.
What was her name again?
Who? I don't remember. She was the Miracle Worker.
The Miracle Worker.
The deed she did by teaching this chick how to say water. You could only dream of doing that, Mikey. Getting that kind of breakthrough in a child.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't know. It'd be a rough go at it if you're just literally just sitting there in darkness and, yeah, I'd probably go with Anne Frank.
I bet you if you even gave that choice to Anne Frank, she'd take herself.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, Anne Frank's like, oh, I'll take the Nazis.
Yeah. That seems less harsh.
At least there's some excitement in your life, right?
Yeah, man.
Hiding in the wall every day?
I'd much rather get gassed than be Helen Keller for like a minute.
Helen Keller lived a long time, too.
Yeah, 80, just never hearing or seeing anything, man.
That's a dark existence.
That sucks. It's like a step up, a step below, I guess, what's his face? Or would you rather be Helen Keller now or the Stephen Hawking?
Oh, Stephen Hawking.
He's a brilliant, at least, yeah. Man.
And who cares?
At least he's got what do you call it? His talk-o-matic.
Yeah.
His blinky device?
Yeah.
Yes.
With him, though, it's got to be insane because doesn't he have like a... He's completely aware of his surroundings, everything like that. He just can't like get the words out.
Oh, his body is a shriveled husk.
Well, he was supposed to die a long time ago.
How frustrating would that be? Just sitting in that chair, just knowing what you want to say, but you just can't say it and you can't do it. Like, oh, I would lose my mind.
No, but he's got the speak and spell.
Yeah, he can say it. He just can't do it.
It's the speak and spell. He's got the speak and spell. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Does he still feel his body? Like, does he have itches where he's just like, fuck, fuck, fuck?
According to that movie about him, he still got laid and shit.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. And he wasn't always in the chair. So you got like 20 good years, right?
20. Up to college.
Yeah.
That's when he started just deteriorating.
Dude, fuck that.
You got a lot of time to think about black holes.
I still take Helen Keller. I'm sorry. I still take Anne Frank over him.
Well, we know. Your opinions on the man are well documented.
Right. You think he didn't do shit his entire
life. Wait, are you fuck? What?
Yes. According to Brian... Hawking never accomplished a fucking thing.
Oh,
and he sits up there on his high horse, judging all of us.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Josh. You can be included in this. Anyone want to say any advancements he's ever made in society besides his theories?
But that's scientific knowledge.
That's
man.
His job.
Yeah,
his job is to pose and argue scientific theory.
Yeah, but it could be disproven wrong.
Some of his theories were proven right, though, weren't they?
Until
I mean, I'm stupid. I don't know. They could have been all wrong. So
Well, he's in his shriveled husk of a body. He's done his job better than well-abled you has ever done his.
No way, man. I walked to the fucking train, got on it, walked off it.
Like, how many movies have been made about you?
I can make a movie about me. I'm capable.
Could
of that.
You?
Yeah, man.
Low budget, right? Low budget.
Well, I mean, low budget. Yeah, of course. I'm not going to get like Academy Award winning actors to do it. But
let me tell you, it would be largely exaggerated.
Filmed on an iPhone.
He would just get on the train and just start fighting midgets by jumping on them. He'd beat up three pit bulls.
Yeah, you're playing.
Knock
yourself
out Oscar De La Hoya, whoever the fuck you said you could lay out.
Goomba Stomper. The movie.
Mike, of course, I'm going to play myself in the movie. I wouldn't trust anyone else to get it done.
Okay.
Maybe DiCaprio. He's a good guy.
I was going to go with John Lovitz.
John Lovitz. I'm not effeminate.
Point for Mike.
Wait, what?
Points.
How do you get points now?
You just did.
You just do things.
That
just
was
do
it.
Thing. Just do you.
You're doing fine.
That's why I'm on the radio.
Do you guys have like a record the most fun?
John Lovitz.
That's a John Lovitz impression. Yeah. You sounded like a retarded Roddy Piper.
When's the last time you saw a Rowdy Roddy interview, man? He didn't sound like that.
He watched They Live the other day.
That's why you were the retarded.
Okay, it just clicked into Mike how he gets points. He's attacking people. All
right, Josh, what were you saying, man?
I said, do you guys have a record for like most dongs?
I'm sure if I go into the back score sheets, we got them.
We do have a log. So.
Lose.
I mean, I'm not really a funny guy, so I'm you know, I thank you guys for having me on here, but so I'm just striving for the most dongs. That's what I'm trying to get.
Hey, let me tell you, man, you are the funniest computer I've ever talked to.
You think I'm bad with computers? Mikey's a fucking idiot.
Oh, dude, I fucking touch them and they break. It's bad, man.
Actually, I'm flipping through the backlog. Right now, Brian has the most. Oh, wait. Sarge.
Sarge McLarge at one episode, huh?
Yeah.
Two episodes.
He got a little too.
How many dongs does he got? What do I got to beat?
Six. Six so far.
I tell you what, man, that fucker needs to stop reading Snapple Facts. Just out of nowhere. Like, you know how many legs a tarantula has?
All right, man. Obstacle stick jokes.
Obstacle stick jokes. You know, a joke is good when you have to suck a stick to get to the end of it. Like.
Dong.
Yeah.
Is that your attempt at a joke? Is that what it was?
I was just giving you an example of what a dong is, Josh.
There you go.
Okay. Why don't we get started? Let's jump into some news stories.
Oh yeah, grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh yeah.
I don't think I noticed till now that he made like a poem.
You're just picking up on that?
Yeah.
He was speaking in rhyme.
Right.
That's what the Macho Man does.
But usually it ends with, you know, something Hulk being the punk.
Not every time. He had other opponents.
He couldn't speak without insulting the man.
Right.
That's it. That's all he did.
What did the Hulk fuck your wife?
On
his tombstone.
A whole album dedicated to just shitting on the Hulk, right?
Well, the Hulk was a big dickhead, I heard, but, you know. Whatever. Tropic Thunder. Let's go.
I bet it says that on his tombstone, though. Randy, Macho Man Savage. Oh, yeah. Snap to Slim Jim. Fuck the Hulk.
Yeah.
Fuck that walking banana.
All right. Well, I can never pass up a good selfie story, so let's start there. So, a guy in Portugal. He's a tourist. Not American. This story is very clear on that. I don't know where he's from, but it says, not American.
Good.
He saw a statue he liked. And he wanted to take a selfie with it. So he climbed up on the platform where the statue was held, knocked the thing to the ground, smashing it. This is a 126-year-old statue of a Portuguese king that is beloved by its people.
What was it made out of? The guy just climbed up on it and tilted over.
It was high up. Like, this guy climbed the pedestal.
Was he fucking Assassin's Creed?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Exactly right.
It was a parkour.
he escaped by jumping into a hay bale.
Man,
no one knew he was there.
Yeah. Josh, you a fan of the selfies?
No.
Man, I don't know if I buy that now.
He was debating whether to say yes or no. He's like,
No, I'm not. My wife, I'd say. My wife tries to take a lot of them with me in them, but I don't sit there and just take them by myself. So,
all right.
I hate selfies.
Yeah.
Lauren does. Lauren takes a lot of them.
Smack him.
Is it still a selfie if there's more than one person in the picture?
Are you in
it's a groupie.
That's a groupie? That's a groupie?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Nah, a groupie's what fucks a band, I thought.
That was my impression of the definition.
We're old.
Damn, I didn't even know that term was
out. I'm just kidding. I just made that up just now. Oh,
okay. are chicks still fucking guys in bands?
I wouldn't go around saying, let's take a groupie.
Yeah, me convinced.
You could.
If you said that, though, we'd have a totally different opinion of what that meant. It's like, you want us to run a train on a groupie? Yeah. I like a Belfie. You ever see a Belfie? Chicks take Belfies. Butt shot selfie.
Oh. That's a real thing?
That's a real thing.
In boring news.
In boring news.
a telfie, a tit shot selfie, because they do a lot of those too.
They do duck face all day.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
No, that was like 2014, 2015.
I guess. I don't know. I don't pay attention to this shit that much. Anyway, smashed a statue. Tried to run away. Caught. Trouble. Moving on.
All right.
All right, let's see what's next. All right, a guy in our neck of the woods in New York. Brooklyn guy. He was on a train, locked eyes with somebody else on the train, just started jacking.
Shit.
Just started going to town.
Wow.
If you're going to do that, make sure you don't have any identifying marks or clothing. This guy had the words Team USA tattooed on his forehead.
Just a patriotic jack.
A patriotic jack.
He did that for America.
Did he lock eyes with a man or a woman? Because this makes all the difference.
Let's see. He was a 19-year-old dude, started jacking it in front of a 29-year-old woman.
Okay. All right.
Olympic gold medalist.
And to show how good the police are, he's still on the loose. We know who he is. He's the guy with the Team USA tattoo on his head.
Well, I mean, are the police supposed to just jump up and just start running down serial jackers? Like,
you want to catch a jacker.
I mean,
it's the definition of their job.
If I'm the police, I particularly don't want to catch any jacker. I just, you know what, that one got away.
They've got entire divisions for just this sort of occasion.
Jack's
what? He's 19. How do we know that the tattoo isn't just like a wash-off?
Oh, it's real. I'm looking at a photo of it right here. He's got quite a few facial tattoos, actually. I just can't make out what the rest of them are.
Was it Tyson?
Teardrop under the eye.
Mom.
Some shit on his cheeks. Let you see the picture there. Dude doesn't look 19.
I think one's like a cartoon llama.
A cart? Joe Camel?
Nike something or other. Nike symbol.
He sold ad space.
Well, I mean, yeah, you got all that face. You got to, like, promote something or another, right?
Like, you want to see that?
Looks like the old black dude from The Hunger Games.
So did he finish? What's up with that?
Doesn't go into those specifics. I think he did.
That guy's 19?
19-year-old dude. That dude looks 30-something.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So he's like me. He looks older than he is.
This guy's an idiot, man. He's on one side of his forehead. He has something tattooed.
That's like the Team USA.
Team USA.
Oh, the Olympic Jack team.
Probably played for the Jets.
All right. In other news, teenagers have found a new way to get high that is not necessarily healthy.
Not healthy no more?
No. This is
Oh, because getting high is usually healthy.
Some can be.
Let me get my daily batch of heroin in before I go for this run.
I don't know how you keep it. I don't know how you keep in shape, Mikey.
Well, Mikey outside just told me, he's like, yeah, man, I was getting real drunk upstate, man.
Yeah, I was getting bad, man. I was getting bad. Getting drunk and hustling people for pool, not really remembering if I won or not. It's terrible. It's fucking terrible.
Coming home with only one half of your stick. Like,
it's no way to live, man.
Yeah. You didn't want to know where the other half was. Flower seeds.
That's another dong.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, that's...
Is that another dong?
No, I don't get dong. I distribute dong.
He's like some weird gay superhero.
Yeah. Listen, we all know you get the dong.
Yeah. Dong for Mikey. Test me again, boy. Ooh. Flower seeds are the thing. Hawaiian baby wood rose, to be exact. Basically, you take this stuff, you crush it up, you buy them at the Home Depot, you mix it in with a little tea, and it's supposed to mimic LSD.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that intense of a drug. Just some flower seeds and some sawdust. Whatever. What was the other thing?
Tea? It was sawdust.
You mix baby Hawaiian. This isn't a recipe I'm giving. This is a cautionary tale.
The 10 crack crew, man. It's right here.
Hawaiian Baby, Woodrose, Sleepy Grass, and Blue Morning Glory seeds.
Those sound like nonsense words.
Sounds like strains of weed. Blue Morning Glory, Baby Grass.
Hawaiian Baby Roast. Jesus.
You crush them up and eat them, or you mix them in with a tea. And then you take them, and then it's supposed to make you hallucinate. The problem is, what it actually does, it just makes you prone to extreme psychotic reactions and violent nausea.
Just projectile vomiting.
And, exactly. And
freaking out.
Sounds like the greatest thing ever.
Sign me up.
Psychotic episodes, flashbacks, overwhelming paranoia. Explosive.
I like it's not just paranoia. It's overwhelming paranoia.
Like that peeling your skin off. Like the ants!
Like that guy who's butt naked eating a dude in Miami. Just like ate his face off. That is overwhelming paranoia.
Yeah, that shit was on. That dude was on flowers, man.
Stop looking at me. Arr!
This nigga's the Illuminati.
Did you say flashbacks?
Yeah, psychotic flashbacks.
How do you have a flashback?
You start picturing Nam.
Like, we're not in a movie.
Hey, look, man, if you're eating, like, bird seeds and I don't know, like, bath salt or whatever the fuck that guy was eating, and you're going to have some psychotic flashbacks.
I guess. Ooh. To what, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's...
He's saying, how can you have a flashback of something that didn't happen?
Yeah, you never experienced.
Yeah.
I don't know, why don't you ask the genius Stephen Hawking? Maybe he could tell you.
Stephen Hawking invented the drug.
I'm sure he could figure it out. That guy's a fucking genius.
He's a regular Walter White. You know what? I would respect him at that point. If he was a drug kingpin, he could be cool.
Could you imagine him, though, like selling dimes in the corner? Like, would you like it in eighths? Or
like, no, nigga, give me everything. He's getting robbed.
I mean, I'm sure, like...
And then you just run away. Or walk really fast.
You pistol whip that corpse. Like,
ouch.
Oh, these.
Honestly, I would pay good money to pistol whip him. That'd be pretty fun.
He would burst into dust.
No, he would fall out of his chair. Like,
you'd kill the dude. You would murder the guy.
I like the sound effects. Because that's what getting pistol whip sounds like.
He is hanging on by a fucking thread, that guy.
Bro, when you hit Stephen Hawking, it's like having a silencer when you punch someone. It's like it's like a tree falling in the woods with no one around to hear it, you know? Like, no noise, just a thud.
Damn. This motherfucker, man. Who are you going after next? Neil deGrasse? Bill Nye? Stay away, the man.
Bill Nye.
Stay away from our learned people.
Like, you had Neil deGrasse Tyson, which is like the last fucking smart guy you knew. And then you're like, Bill Nye?
Bill Nye.
Mr. Wizard?
Yeah. Like, how many smart guys you know? Smart guy?
I mean, you already named him.
Who's the black guy on Reading Rainbow?
Oh, LeVar Burton. Right.
LeVar Burton. Is he smart? He reads children's books on TV.
He's very well read.
Yeah, but like Goodnight Moon.
Yeah, there's not much philosophical thought. Oh,
guy is delusional.
Why are you trying to keep a black man down, Pete?
No, I'm just saying, pick up an adult book.
He runs a kid show. It's not his choice.
Motherfucker never picked up a John Grisham.
Yeah, that would be an interesting read. The Pelican Brief.
Read that to children.
Yeah, it was the client. This is fucking boring, John. Can we move on? Oh, no, LeBron. LeBron. Oh, what's up next, Pete?
All right, I brought the story specifically for Brian because it has a couple of his favorite things. Asian stuff, plaid hate.
Two of my favorites.
Plaid hate?
I was like, Asian stuff. I love Asian stuff.
All right. So
Asian sex robots.
Why do they gotta be Asian?
Because they're the ones building these fucking things.
Well, because their hands are tiny.
They're the only ones smart enough for this shit.
No, they're not.
No, the Germans could totally make one.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
That thing.
And it'd be efficient.
They make a high performance robot.
Well, definitely the robot would be able to poop.
Didn't you read your history book?
Be a Scheiser bot.
I don't want that.
Pooping on chests all day.
We don't need poop in my robot, my sex bot, my fuck bot.
That's where you go to the Asians.
Look, they're putting together because they got small hands and they got cheap labor.
All right.
Fair enough. Anyway, so a couple people went to a restaurant called Peter Chang in Arlington, Virginia, and they bought a family-style bowl of rice. One of the patrons here was kind of annoyed, very pretentious. They had just gotten back from Beijing, and they were like, they brought him a big bowl of rice. And they're like, well, in China, they give them in little bowls. We each get a little bowl. And they're like, if you want a little bowl, we'll give you a little bowl, you pretentious bitch.
Just throw the big bowl down. It's America.
So they gave the server a hard time. And when they got their check at the end of the thing, at the bottom of the check, let me find it real quick, had all their itemized items, and then at the end it said, customer design notes, I'm a plaid asshole, because they were all wearing plaid. And then it said, I have a small penis.
Alright.
I don't know what this is.
Apparently they were fucking around on the computer in the back. Mm-hmm. And decided to have a little fun with these people.
That was the
servers.
The servers put that on there?
They put that on the...
What was their tip looking like? Probably not much.
Probably not that much. They spent over $100. That's impressive.
That's like a $20 tip, Pete.
It was like three people. The Chinese food. How much you spend on Chinese?
You're doing it wrong. I'm just saying, like, you go to a hibachi, man, you don't buy drinks or something like that.
Fucking, they bought rice. Anyway.
Fuck you. Bro, they got upwards of $20 on that, man. It was a sweet fucking check.
Shut up. So they brought the manager out. Manager decided to do nothing about it. He just went, sorry, it was a joke. Nobody got fired. Everyone's cool. Except for the patrons. They're pissed off.
Hey, Josh, quick question, man. When you go out to eat, what would be like spending a lot out there, man?
Spending a lot would be probably like, I don't know, $60.
Well, you should not come to New York.
Why, is that a McDonald's dinner over there?
That's an entree.
Well, I mean, McDonald's, like a Chipotle, maybe. Like two, three.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's pretty expensive.
I don't know, me and my wife, we can go to Chipotle and spend like $18. If that, you know, so. Dude, it's cheap over here.
Unless you're on the strip.
Oh, it's the strip expensive?
I'm paying fucking...
Yeah, the strip is always a couple dollars more per item compared to anywhere else. Which is stupid because you have a McDonald's across the street that you have a dollar menu, and then you go to the strip right across the street and they have it like a $3 menu. Huh.
$3 menu. You're getting such a great deal. $3.
Yeah. For a little cheeseburger with one pickle. It's not fun.
I spent like $180 on a sushi dinner for two in one of those casinos.
Yeah, but you also spent $180 on lobster rolls at City Field.
Mikey, it's so good to have you back.
Wow.
We were talking about that last night.
I told you, when you said that's something I will never forget till the day I die. That was the most ridiculous fucking thing I ever heard.
Wasn't even good.
You should tell that bitch no. Like, look, I'm just not buying the lobster roll. Like, you can buy a lobster roll if you need. I'm buying a hot dog. A beer.
In other news.
Josh, if you never met Pete before, but when he opens his wallet, it makes like a noise, like, and bats fly out and shit.
That's just because
you're not allowed to laugh.
Why am I not allowed to laugh?
I'm sorry, Josh. What'd you say?
I said it's just because he doesn't have cash. Doesn't mean he doesn't have money on his card.
Damn straight.
It's the exact opposite. He's got plenty of cash. He just doesn't have no credit. Bad credit.
Terrible credit. Stingy as fuck, though.
Like, his bank has never really seen him in person, but they think he's black.
Fuck, I gotta give you a point for that.
I saw you really struggling with that shit.
No, the clip got... Never mind.
It wasn't the clip.
It's like arm moving like my wallet. It's like...
like a rusty gate.
Man possessed.
So it's hard for you to hand someone a dollar?
I don't like to. And again, Lou, you're not allowed to laugh.
Well, it's funnier with you because you have the money and don't give it up.
I like to keep that money.
Like, he hates any, like, taking out any money that it's like over like $10 bills. Like, oh man, Alexander Hamilton. Oh, less than you.
I do the complete score to the play every time. Like, Alexander Hamilton.
And if I have cash, I'll just burn through it, dude. I cannot have cash. It's insane.
I'm worse with the card. Then you don't realize how much you're spending.
Yeah, you just sign and you're like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, I need $100 worth of knickknacks at Target.
What?
That's your downfall, Pete. All those fucking stupid fucking collectibles.
You're such
man.
A cheap dick. And then you're going
to you need household items. Next thing you know, you
household items.
Shut up, mac and cheese.
Lord of the Rings Pez dispensers don't fall under household items. All right.
It's like, oh my god, dude, that flower that sings a song and dances is like $3.
Lou, why don't you sit over there, eat your ramen, and sip on that beer I bought you? Chill out.
That one's gone, Pete. I'm on to the next one.
All right, yo, Pete, what's going on?
You didn't even savor it, you cheap dick.
It was delicious.
A guy got arrested for, let's see, soliciting a sex act. Showed up at the hotel. Undercover cop. Turns out he hired this woman, quote, woman, to have a three-way with him. and his dog.
Oh God.
Jeez, how do you fucking bring that up to the hooker? Like, so what are your deal about? What's your deal with man's best friend?
I mean, that's definitely a question you ask though. Like when they show up, that's not what you say on the phone.
No, you gotta clear that up. Yeah. You can't just pop that up on the girl, man. Like no. You gotta be like, hey, look, because you got first, you gotta go to the ATM because that's gonna cost whatever it's gonna cost
up front.
Yeah, you can't just be like, hey, yeah, I know we agreed to have some sex for a certain price, but what about me and my dog and you? Mm-hmm.
I think you got to softball it in. You're going too fast.
Well, you start
so
off...
So you'll be like, you offer like group rates? Like, and yeah. Then slowly introduce that it's Fido.
This is a hooker.
It's one of those things where you got to kind of get him in like in a caught in the middle where you say, what will you not do?
Yeah.
Most of them aren't going to think, oh, animals. They won't say that. So then when you bring the dog in, they don't have a choice because they didn't say that they wouldn't do animals, so...
What won't you do, and what are your thoughts on peanut butter?
Oh, look, it's like, yeah, exactly. So do you do threesomes?
Yeah, I do threesomes.
Well, me and my friend Mitch here, I'd like to, get together. And then the door opens, and Mitch is a pit bull.
A pit bull? Yeah. It couldn't be a nicer, friendlier dog? It's got to be a pit bull. Dude,
I got a pit bull, and those are some of the friendliest dogs around.
That's right, man.
We actually have a pit bull, too, but, like, I'm just saying, if you're talking about a sex act... Like, you'd be like, my dog, and like, oh, what kind of dog is your dog? It's a fucking pit bull. You know, it's a good old dog. You're like, oh, God.
Your pit bull's kind of a dick, bro. Like, I walked in, and he punched me right in the fucking nuts. Like, the minute I walked in the door.
That's a good dog right there.
Dude, that was fucked up.
Sized you up and knocked you down.
Like, walked in, I was like, getting all nostalgic and shit. I was like, oh, I've been so long. Oh! Straight up, right in the nuts.
Good dog.
I'm scared.
Pit bulls are the best, man.
Well, first of all, don't be shy of the hooker. You're paying her for whatever, so just throw it out there. It's like a person, like it's like a restaurant, like a waiter. Just be like, hey, look, this is what I want, and if they say no, just go to another restaurant.
It's a good theory.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't see what kind of dog it was here.
I'm not the one trying to have my dog and me bang a hooker. I'm just saying, like, don't respect her. Just be like, just throw it out there.
Well, there's no respect. I mean, at that zero. Point, it's an option.
Yeah,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. You better do it. You don't want to be on Unsolved Mysteries.
All right. Guys in jail, dogs in the shelter. Happy ending.
The dog's going to get euthanized and he's in jail.
No, no kill shelter. I should have said that.
All right.
Oh, I thought happy ending meant he got a handy.
Yeah,
and the dog didn't even get to do his thing.
Right. The dog got to watch.
It's that pit bull and parolees.
Isn't that a midget? If you're a midget and you're like handling pit bulls, you gotta be intimidated, man. That dog absolutely can kill you.
Well, at that point, I think any dog can absolutely.
Well, you can ride him.
No, he's not. A midget's not gonna get taken down by like a Yorkie or like a Bichon or something like that.
Maybe the midgets you talk about,
right?
Toy cup poodle.
You're like
into the toy cup poodle.
Brian's mind midgets are definitely instant kill.
I'm saying they wouldn't. Oh no, for me, yeah, dude, fuck yeah, I don't care about midgets. But if you have a little dog, they're not gonna kill a midget. Come on, midget's got that.
Right.
Dogs have little. Those little dogs have little necks for the little hands. You know.
All right.
All right. I got a story for Lou.
Yeah.
Got a couple elements you enjoy. Speaking of dogs, a guy actually got arrested for this shit. He put a video up on YouTube of his dog watching a Hitler speech. Because he taught...
The German Shepherd?
This dog's name is Buddha. And in the video, when he hears the words, the command, gas the Jews, the dog gets to its feet. And when the dog hears the command, Sieg Heil, it does the thing.
That is such a funny trick.
It lifts the paw.
That should definitely be at the next... what is that?
America's Funniest Home
Videos. What is that dog thing? Westminster Abbey? Or whatever the fuck it's called?
The dog show.
Yeah.
Dude, Mikey, if a dog got up and gave the old Sieg Heil at the Westminster Dog Show, that would end it. There would be no 128th one.
Well, you see a bunch of like old British people looking for a cellar because they think the Germans are coming to bomb them again.
I believe that dog's a Nazi. Yeah.
It's a Blitzkrieg all over again.
But it had to be a German Shepherd, like, just to keep, you know.
Or Schnauzer.
No, it's a pug.
A pug?
Oh, but that's not fun at all.
That takes the bite out of there.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
The bite out of it.
Oh, that was terrible. But in our
version... Boo!
It wasn't.
When I tell this story to somebody, I'm going to tell them it was a German Shepherd.
Yeah. Just and I'm going to say he's like... Woof, 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 woof. He was barking like a flight of the Valkyrie.
Now, the real trick would be to get that German Shepherd to goose step across the fucking...
Yeah. Like, on the... The hind legs?
Yeah, you go, Himmler, Schnell.
Max, Schnell, Schnell. And everyone's like, best in show, best in show. All right.
That's the whole thing. This guy got arrested on suspicions of hate crimes, though.
Suspicions?
Oh.
Just accuse him. Just, it's like, you fucking have some hate crimes, and your dog's fucking goose-stepping across here giving the old zig heil.
He says he just did it to bug his girlfriend.
And that was his girlfriend own. Jewish?
Probably.
Wait a minute, though.
How fucked up would that be?
How can you bring someone up on a hate crime charge when they haven't actually hurt anyone?
That's my question. I have no idea.
So
listen, I'm not saying Nazis are okay, right? But I mean,
they had a point.
It's not like he trained the dog. Nazis, man? It's not like he trained the dog to attack Jews. You know what I mean? Like,
what did the Nazis ever do to anyone?
Yeah.
I did a black chick. Now, if I taught my English bulldog to fan himself on the porch and drink sweet tea, like, would that be fucked up?
Kind of.
No, that wouldn't be a hate crime. You'd be adapting.
Yeah, if you put it on YouTube, it would be.
I know I couldn't make him talk, but it'd be great if he would just be like, oh, it's hot as the Dickens out here.
All right, you want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't know if you guys saw this Corn Cob Challenge. It's a video, but I'll do my best to describe it because it's pretty great, and I suggest everyone look this up. It's a thing called the Corn Cob Challenge, and I hate these internet challenges. They're the stupidest things in the world. This one, you take a power drill, drill into a corn on the cob, you spin it, and you like run your mouth across and try to eat the corn on the cob.
It's going to dislodge your teeth.
There are people who do this successfully online. This girl, not so much. Little Asian girl. She goes to do it. Leans over to put her mouth on the spinning corn. Hair whips over, catches drill. Hair yanked from head, bald like a fucking monk.
She's dead. She got
scalped. Yeah.
She got scalped.
I saw the video. That's why I thought it was bogus. Because she's not even screaming or nothing.
She's in fucking shock.
She's just kind of like...
Yeah, but honestly, for the first time...
like, hair gone?
I bet you for the first time...
Hair no more?
Yeah.
Oh, no! For the first time, one of those little Jack girls...
She looks at the camera like, oh! And you hear, then you hear a gong.
For the first time, one of those little Jap girls screaming has been warranted. But yes. It's like, oh, we're not having sex.
Not
it's
just
like,
third sex. Ah!
The corn cob was blurred out.
Yeah, they couldn't show the corn cob on Japanese television. It's too big.
Anyway.
Yeah. I saw the video and I definitely thought it was fake.
It kind of looks fake, but... apparently they're reporting it like a real thing, so I want everyone to watch it.
Well, because you assume you got to be retarded to like have something like that happen to you. So like, yeah, it's fake.
But I mean, you're also retarded for eating corn on a drill.
Everything the internet tells you to do.
Just the act of eating corn on a drill is
Mike,
dumb.
The internet was doing it, man. It was for like a cancer, probably. Like, eat corn stupidly for, you know,
for pancreatic cancer.
It's like the uncurable cancer for the fucking retardedest act ever.
No, but these videos are all over. And whenever the internet challenges you to do something, don't do it.
I remember with the bucket challenge, like there was people getting like hit with helicopter buckets, like the they would put out like fires and shit.
That dude just got laid up in the hospital. For
he fucking almost died. He got hit with a tidal wave of water from like 14 stories or something like that.
It's for charity.
Oh wow! All
right,
that's the end of that.
Oh, we missed it. We missed the shoutouts. You want to do the shoutouts now?
Let's do it.
Shout outs.
It's terrible.
Yes. Terrible. Yeah. We're going to have to rethink that one.
Don't do that one ever again.
All
right. Make it longer, right?
Make it longer.
Two of them, like, meow, and then, meow, after that. All right, so a little shout outs, guys.
Well, let's start with Bold and Belligerent.
Yeah.
Josh's Bold and Belligerent.
Yes, thank you.
Specifically, Josh's. Until he took it over, you shouldn't even listen to it. Don't even go back. It's really started picking up steam when he took it.
Those episodes are dead to me.
Episode 89 forward is when you need to listen.
Well, not that our audience necessarily needs it, but why don't you tell them where to find it?
It's Bold and Belligerent. You can find it on YouTube, Twitter. Just basically just type Bold and Belligerent on the internet, and you will find it. That's all you have to do.
So definitely give them a listen if you haven't already.
Great show.
And the rest of our friends, we got our
You're welcome.
Boys at Big Papa.
Big Papa.
Stan Chan, they're coming back.
That's number one on Josh's indie list, man. Definitely got to check them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, they're great.
Mm-hmm. When are they coming back on?
They are coming back on the 10th. I'm sorry, the 3rd.
June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Tag match. Me and Brian, sleeveless plaid versus Stan.
That's gonna be a rough defense. They're funny, man.
Yeah. They were numbers 1 and 2 last time they were here, right?
Yeah.
So, your days are numbered.
Actually, Stan had one of my favorite moments when he won. He was like, "Fuck you, Shane! I hate you." It was so funny.
Instant hate.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Anyway, all our other friends.
I was gonna say I forgot to mention like our friends abroad. Shout out to Gareth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope you know.
Random ramblings.
Yeah. Thanks.
Exactly. Yeah, I hear she's doing better. So. That's good news. Yeah. Custom Earth.
Offensive line. They're from Florida. That's like foreign.
That's another country.
I wish that was another country.
Yeah. ADO.
Fear. Lo-fi. All of them. You know who you are. Mm-hmm.
And we were recently featured on Mike Jollett's show.
Oh, yeah?
He asked us, he was like, does anybody have any like commercials or anything? So I gave him snowballs.
Oh, my God.
Snowballs. Keep your nuts cool.
You really gotta run. That really helped us out. Everyone's like, what?
Just for context.
You really gotta run. Like, you don't like my little intro? You gotta run that stuff by us, too. Be like, you know what? We should put our commercial on there thing. Not just your
stupid. He said it was a hit. He said it was the highlight
he
of the show.
He was being nice to you.
The highlights.
He deleted your contact info right after you sent that to him.
No, this guy's like, he's got ideas, this guy. He didn't even hear about my idea for Nutty Buddy.
Look, I'm your friend, Lou. I'm going to tell you, man, your idea's terrible, bro. Like,
Nutty Buddy. Let me tell you.
Don't
once
very dick-centric.
Once I posted Nutty Buddy, I got a follow from somebody on Shark Tank. So... Them's
I bet
results.
You it wasn't Damon
result.
Or Mark Cuban or anything that matters.
Some dude, I don't know.
A cameraman.
It was like a producer's second cousin or something.
The guy at Craft Services.
Yeah, the key grip on Tuesdays.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah.
And Bill.
Jeff and Bill.
Classic Jeff and Bill.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back and play some games.
Yeah.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Mischief. Mayhem.
Yeehaw, motherfucker!
Favorite position.
Anal.
Here's a money shot from the Force.
Thanks for adding to the show, guys. It goes great.
I love when the show gets derailed and there's awkward silence. That's the best part.
Expect the impossible.
I thought we'd defend incest. They're ugly and no one else wants to fuck them, so why not let their brother fuck them?
See, I don't recommend getting hookers from the dollar store because they don't really have teeth anymore.
Even better.
One obsessed host.
This, in my opinion, is just once. It's once a week for an hour and a half, and you just sit down and just fucking not be ADD for 2 seconds.
A star.
Luke, is it a wicked inch, though?
Is that a way? I mean, you put 300 pounds behind a thumbtack, you're still going to do some fucking damage.
A pothead.
I like to smoke pot.
And a guy that asks too many fucking questions.
If you guys just answer the questions, then it's not a big deal. Todd, just answer the question.
Or you could just shut up.
Or you could just answer the question.
Only Sin City itself could bring you a show that tips the scale of our PC pussy world the other direction. Bold and belligerent. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you listen to shit.
All right, we're back. So, Lou?
Yes. So earlier today, I asked the folks out there on Twitter if they want to hear us discuss anything. And of course, Shane and Stan, a Big Papa podcast, decided to use the opportunity. Shane says, Stan is now wearing ladies' underwear for comfort. Discuss.
I mean, is it a thong? Is that the or lace?
Well, I want to say that comfort is in quotes. So
that part is identity dubious. Comfort. Yeah. I get you.
Just cause honestly, I don't think Stan's a granny panty guy. I think he's a thong for sure, like a lace thong.
He's a confident man.
Yeah. He's got the title. He's got a big head right now.
And then Stan fires back and says, Shane doesn't wear underwear because he heard Mike Russo doesn't wear. Damn.
Shane, why are you jocking Mike Russo? Yeah.
Which, great episode of Gungo this week. Gotta listen to it. It's off the wall.
I like that show.
Yeah, yeah. So, can't wait till these two guys are back on.
Yeah. Man. Good shit. Why don't we talk about who's coming up next? Our show. Next week we got Crazy J.
Crazy J from
Rocking Comedy, Rocking Comedy Show.
I fucking always forget.
Oh, fun. Fun.
And then there's a beef on the old Twitterverse over that. But and then the next week is Jocelyn Stone. She's a porno star from Vegas. And then we're doing our live event the next day. And then the week after that, we're having Shane and Stan for the tag team match, and then Offensive Line the week after that.
Offensive Line coming up. And we should not gloss over the Mixler event. The 28th. May 28th.
I actually talked to Lauren about a week ago, and we're trying to get more Bold Belligerent guys on the week after that.
Cool.
For another, maybe a tag team match, maybe us versus them, you know.
But just be sure to check out the Mixler. Mm-hmm. That'll be 7 p.m. Eastern time on May 28th.
The Ides of March.
Right. Mindy, I wrote March.
Fuck you wrote March? Like
I wrote MA and I was like, March.
You're like, March. Sounds about right.
I don't know when it is.
You couldn't just tack a Y on the thing? Like, it was that hard?
You gotta embrace these moments.
He just couldn't write the Y, man. It was too much. I
couldn't bring myself to it.
And not only could he not write the Y, he was like, he assumed it was the RCH.
I'm tired, okay?
These t-shirts aren't going to fucking think themselves up.
Exactly. All right, so why don't we play a movie game? And just like
the movies,
hey, turn that shit off. This is Paint a Black movie game.
That one you don't need to make longer.
No, that's just right.
All right, cool. Glad I got that one right.
All right, for this game, I'm going to give you three things.
Apparently Mikey doesn't like that man either.
No, he doesn't.
You should be paying attention, dude. You haven't played this
yet. Dude, I'm still fucked up that the computer's talking to us right now.
I'm going to give you three things. I'm going to give you an actor. I'm going to give you a genre, and I'm going to give you an item. And you have to incorporate all those three things into the plot of a movie.
All right, hold on. Actor.
Actor.
Item.
Item.
Genre.
Genre.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
So, coming out this week, not a lot, but there's a movie called Money Monster starring George Clooney. So I want George Clooney in a road trip movie involving a bag of laundry.
A bag of laundry, motherfucker?
Wow. I say this every week. You invented the game. Don't complain.
Okay, I guess. All right. George Clooney, he's in a road trip movie with his bag of laundry. He gets lost on Highway 66, and he just literally, even though it's one road, he cannot find his way out of there. He keeps going east and west, and he keeps getting lost, and just like Castaway, he has a bag of laundry in there, and he gets a little fucking crazy. He starts talking to it, and he ends up pulling up on the side of the road and trying to get some service, and he finds a whole suitcase full of drugs, maybe from Fear and Loathing. Maybe they lost their case, and he starts taking those drugs, and him and the bag of laundry have a crazy adventure in the desert. Fuck you, Pete.
Why you gotta end it like that?
You give me some fucking foul, stinky looks.
I was putting the necessary points.
Talk
there.
Shit about my laundry.
I was actually sitting outside of a laundromat, right? And it's on lunch break today. Who wants next?
I guess I'll go. All right, so George Clooney is reprising his role as.
From Dust Till Dawn.
The Ocean's movies. He was in that, right?
Yep.
Yes. He's Mr.
He was Ocean's.
He was Billy Ocean.
Okay.
Caribbean.
And He's going across the U.S., robbing banks, and then putting it all in one big bag to have his accountant launder it.
Clever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ish.
And the caveat is that, I don't know, it's really easy to track him because it's a giant dollar bill on the back. Big dollar sign. He's wearing a mask, too.
Dollar bill, yo.
And a striped shirt.
Wait, do you have him doing that?
No, it's Katz.
That was you?
So that was a live one.
I always thought it was Mike.
Mm-mm. No, Mikey only has Applejack's bitch and high.
Well, now I want to hear Applejack's bitch.
All right, Mikey or Josh, who wants it? Who needs it?
I guess I could go just get it over with.
Like a Band-Aid.
Look, Josh, honestly, yeah. You could have done worse than me. Like, I ended with telling the host to go fuck himself. So.
Yeah, you got a dunk for that, so I'm not worried about it. So, okay, George Clooney is on a road trip. He is going to see his brother because his brother's sick. He's about to die or something. He has cancer. Or he's like got muscle dystrophy like Stephen Hawking or something. And he is going to see his brother. He's got a bag of laundry, and in the laundry is something he calls the Brotherhood of Traveling Pants. Mm-hmm. He has this pair of pants that was his brother's. He wanted to... I'm so lost. I don't know.
Started strong there.
He finds his brother. He gives him the pants, and his brother said, thank you for the pants, and his brother croaked.
Pants of doom.
He strangles him with the pants.
There you go.
Those were cursed.
You've been an albatross around my neck.
He was M. Night Shyamalan, Joe, and he tricked him. It was cursed pants.
Actually, that's a good ending. The whole time he's just going to kill his brother with the pants.
Mm-hmm.
He thought it was some weird sentimental thing.
Got you his pants, bro. Why don't you put them on?
He really hated his brother. That was the thing.
All right, Mikey.
All right. So let me get this straight. It's George Clooney.
Yes.
A bag of laundry.
Yes.
And a road trip.
Yes.
Okay. So George Clooney gets kicked out of his mom's house, and he decides to find himself. With him, he brings a bag of clothes, which turns into a bag of laundry over time, upon which he gets a flat tire. And that's when the North Koreans invade, and they start taking over towns. And
what a twist.
He gets noble, and he sees a bunch of people in a cage, and he decides to make a slingshot, and he uses his laundry to catapult himself into the camp to rescue the POWs.
Wolverine!
Avenge me!
Avenge me, boys!
That escalated quickly.
All right, but the one plot
George
hole,
Clooney, bro, it's got to be a...
The one plot hole is now he's just trapped in that prison. He just
He has no way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when he starts tunneling using the cunning use of spoons.
He fucking slingshots himself, and there's a guy's, I got spoons, let's dig. Well, why don't you get shovels, right. Dick? Why don't you just get some fucking gate cutters or something?
That's right. Well, then he calls in reinforcements with the guy and the Nazi dog.
Shit, then I didn't see the Nazi dog coming.
No.
There you go.
I didn't know Wilhelm was in this picture.
Nope.
Buddha.
What are you gonna name your dog Buddha and then teach it to Zeke Heil?
You figure Buddha be a chill dog.
Well, I think
right?
That's the irony in it, right?
You gotta name him like Goebbels or something.
That guy's girlfriend must have been so Jewish. But to teach your dog how to do that.
Yeah, she's definitely from Queens.
I'll teach you to make matzo ball soup for the third night in a row.
To actually teach your dog how to do that, the dog kinda wanted to learn how to do that.
So the dog was innately racist.
He like stood up on his two hind legs and was like,
I don't know what your picture in here that it's got to be on its two hind legs.
It's not?
How nimble is this dog?
A dog stand on their fucking legs.
Just raises a paw.
Yeah.
Just gives paw. Just paw. And then that's not a story at all.
But it holds it.
Yeah.
My dog will do that too. If I don't.
He just repeatedly does it.
We know what Brian's doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's called Poppy. My dog does that. My dog
Your
Zing
dog is way too lazy to be doing shit like that.
He doesn't do it for too long. He just does it.
Your dog can't jump.
The one time.
No, when he jumps, he double jumps because he's got to get his big front up first. So he has to jump with his front legs first. And then he's got himself on his hind legs. And then he can jump.
And then it takes him 10 minutes to recuperate. He's got to start breathing.
Yeah.
Then he naps.
Yeah, big old nap after that. All right, what's the next one?
All right, next movie. From the same picture, we got Julia Roberts. She hasn't been in a thing in a minute.
Yeah, her career.
Again, with the Ocean's movies.
She's in that?
Yeah.
Let's put her in a political movie. With a big gulp. The the laundromat I was outside of was next to a 7-Eleven.
Okay. So Julia Roberts is walking around New York City, and she's drinking a big gulp, and she gets pulled over by the cops, and with the Bloomberg laws, she got a ticket. So she Aaron Brockovich's that shit out, and she changes New York, man. She's like, drink as much of that shit you want, man. I don't give a fuck.
See, that was a good one. Oh, I forgot about that stupid law. Do they still have that?
No. Yeah, you can't. They don't sell big drinks.
The deli by me does.
No. 7-Eleven?
Oh, no, it's in Queens.
No, it's just fast food places.
Laws don't work in Queens. There's no laws in Queens. No. It's the Wild West out there.
All right, who's next?
I think I'll go.
Okay.
All right, so this is Julia Roberts in another one of her movies where she's a lady trying to find herself.
Oh, you mean a hooker?
Mm. No, another one.
Oh, okay.
Pretty woman. So this is like Sleep, Drink, Pray, or whatever the fuck it
is. Sleep, Drink, Pray.
Where she's just traveling the world drinking big gulps. And then, you know, she's got like diplomatic immunity, so she's just kind of, she's just doing her thing, doing whatever the fuck she wants. No consequences. Ladies' wet dream, you know what I'm saying?
Look, I mean,
ruling the world.
So she can just say whatever she wants to, and her boyfriend has to fight or something like that.
No boyfriend. She's not tied down. She's an independent woman.
Like Lethal Weapon or something.
What? Diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. She's too old for this shit. She's
That's the tagline.
Yeah. Julia Roberts looking old. She's too old. Shit. Yeah. Got a nice young girl in there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mikey or Josh?
I got this one.
All right.
So Julia Roberts is the first lady on an airplane, and she's traveling to I don't know, fucking Oklahoma, because that's what they do. And she's on the plane, and all of a sudden she starts to feel not so fresh, and she uses the big gulp as a douche. And you call the movie Air Force Douche.
She flushes herself out with a big gulp.
Yep.
What flavor?
Cherry Coke.
Cherry scent. I like it.
There you go.
Let's see if it was like a Mountain Dew.
Well, I mean, like, you don't want to smell like sun-kissed. What are we, cavemen?
You're right.
And she's not a black chick, so she wouldn't have.
Well, I mean, Hillary Clinton, right? Kind of.
Her?
I mean,
she's whatever you want her to be, man. She's a probably, robot.
We could set this movie back during the Clinton administration, and Julia Roberts could play Hillary Clinton. And this is Air Force Douche.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton wishes. Bill Clinton's catching blowies from just hogs. Straight up. She was wearing a beret. Who would ever catch a blowjob from a fat bitch wearing a beret?
Bill Clinton. Black dudes would.
That's why the black... There that's you why go. He got the black
and
vote.
And that's why the Clintons were the first black president.
Mm-hmm. She was a little meatier.
Thick and thick.
She was. Yeah. She was yeah. A wide woman.
Uh-huh.
Alright, Josh, you're up.
Alright, so Julia Roberts was raised as this, like, you know, good church-going girl in, like, Georgia or something, and she decides, you know what, she's going to spread her wings, she's going to move to New York and become an actress. That's what she wants to do. So she goes to New York, and she's trying to find, you know, live her dream and become an actress, and an adult movie producer approaches her and wants her to be the lead in a movie called Big Gulp. And she now is going through the movie where she's torn between the decision of, does she continue to find, you know, try to get her dream of being an actual actress, or does she just go down the slummy road and just be an adult actress and still somewhat live her dream? And she ends up going with the adulteress.
So this is the biography of Julia Roberts.
Right.
Yes.
And she also deep throats hog, bro. She's, yeah. That's the big gulp.
Well,
yeah, the movie ended with her taking a big gulp. We'll just say that.
Good.
I have to go negative because you didn't hit the political movie, but I will give you positive for titling the movie Big Gulp. So, cancels it out.
I like it.
All right. You want to do one more of these?
Let's do it.
All right. I got one more lined up. Mm-hmm. There's a movie I don't know anything about. It's called The Darkness.
Mm. Darkness.
Darkness.
It's about Rick James, son. It's a biopic. No,
that's about Helen Keller, bro.
It's the dark first movie told from her point of view.
Yeah. No, hard movie is Silent
and
Darkness.
It's 3 hours of...
For the viewer, but she played it all like.
There you go. Mikey reached in the end.
All right, so what's this one now?
So Kevin Bacon's in this thing. We haven't done Kevin Bacon yet.
That's got to be the first time that's ever happened. That's like he's like the last guy I thought of.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's in everything.
I know.
Is he in everything or is someone he knows? Is
someone he knows.
He was in some serial killer TV show. It sucked.
He was also in Tremors.
Let me tell you, the first season was dope. The second one was like, what the fuck is going on?
It was all models acting like serial killers. It was stupid.
It was how do they have the money to finance this?
You're such a hater, and you're like, you know what, that third season, that serial killer show is pretty
good. You said it sucked, and I'm the fucking hater!
I like everything, and that's the one thing I'm like, that kind of sucked, bro. That was no good. And that's the one thing you like? It's like, you know what?
I like season one. Season two lost me.
You know what? He's a serial killer in jail, but he has everyone working for him.
You want a fun fact about that show?
Isn't that Oz?
Kind of.
Anyway, yeah. I got a pertinent fact about that show.
Sure.
I remember when it premiered because we had just recorded our first episode of this show. And then me and Brian sat down to watch that show thinking maybe we can review TV shows. Let's try this one out.
We not only panned it, we stopped reviewing TV shows after it. I don't want to watch these fucking TV shows.
To be fair, me and you were going to review movies. And then we both went and watched Tango and Cash and just, like, fell asleep. And it was never brought up again.
Yeah. You know, we took notes, and then we just never mentioned it. We both decided it was too much work to have another fucking podcast. We were like, oh, fuck it.
Let me tell you, Tango and Cash is a solid movie.
What's up with Kurt Russell wearing all those, like, shirts with his one shoulder exposed? It was like an 80s thing.
The 80s were
weird.
Then
he's in drag at one point,
a little bit, yeah. I think Kurt Russell's, like, an undercover queen. By low
so it holds up even like today's standards.
Oh yeah, it was. He honestly looked like an 80s cheerleader to like most of that movie.
Yeah, and they wanted Sylvester Stallone to look smart, so they put glasses on him.
That's true.
He is smart. He just fucking sounds stupid.
He sounds real dumb.
They should dub him.
This car,
right?
Just put in Ewan McGregor.
No. Like a James Earl Jones, like a real powerful voice.
No one's going to buy that.
Put in like a Keith David or something.
Yo, Adrian. Yo.
She would have been like, what?
I was watching that again, and I'm like, this bitch for real? Is it because he's slow? He's punchy?
Yeah.
You know the whole reason why Adrian was always upset, right?
Because he was raping her?
Well, besides that,
he rapes her in that first movie.
There's a lot of rape overtones in that first movie. He's like, absolutely. Hey, why don't you sit down on my couch?
Like when he pushes her up against the wall and doesn't let her leave.
Under the watchful eyes of his turtles, Cuff and Link.
Well, Adrian was always upset in that movie because she could never understand what the fuck he was saying. You know.
You should have led with the rape.
Wait, what's happening? Rocky, you can't do this!
I did watch with subtitles. So.
Right? Yeah.
You know.
It's like that last scene in First Blood. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck he said.
The heartfelt speech?
Yeah. And he goes, that's not enough
of me. When he starts crying at the end, when he starts crying at the end, he's like, she's like, oh, man, dude.
I'll be like, don't get me wrong. Awesome fucking movie.
Great movie.
What the fuck?
Y'all make him sound like a fucking sea lion. Like,
he was. Watch First Blood again.
Watch that shit again.
He's like, he's dead. He's dead.
Somebody needs to just Photoshop a beach ball on his nose. Like,
what was John Travolta's character from that TV show?
Vinny Barbarino.
He had like a Vinny Barbarino thing in that last scene, man.
From Welcome Back, Kotter?
Yeah. Where he's like, I'm going to drive all the way there. Trans off the wheels and then just blew up in me, man.
Up your nose with rubber hose. Oh!
Alright. What's the last movie?
Alright, so we got Kevin Bacon. I'm going to put him in a buddy cop movie. And in lieu of putting an item in there, I want you to come up with the other buddy cop.
The other buddy cop?
Yeah. Who's he buddies with? And what is this movie about?
Wait, hold on. Is this drama or comedy?
Your call.
Ooh, okay.
Your movie.
Wow, this is a tough one.
Yeah, I gotta come on my own buddy too. All right, I got it. It's him and the Peter Dinklage. And
make it already. I'm good.
And
I'm ready. I'm ready for this film.
And honestly, they're a team where Dinklage is the brains and he's the brawn. Where like Dinklage comes up with all like the. How the crime happened and then fucking and who did it and then Kevin Bacon runs him down, right?
Just hits him with the car.
Yeah, it's called Midge and Abel, all right? Because his name is Midge, and Kevin Bacon's name is Abel, because he's able to catch people and
able-bodied.
He's able-bodied.
Yeah, yeah, he's able-bodied, and Peter Dinklage is just Midge. But he's smart.
You said your shit. You're good.
Okay.
I'll give you one for fun. No points involved. Do you want to say it?
What?
I said I'll let you say it. I just no points involved.
Oh, no, no, no. I thought you would cut me off. My bad.
No, you can go.
Yeah, so anyway, they get involved in the crime of the century, right? And they find out that it's like a midget mafia that's happening, and Peter Dinklage actually becomes able-bodied because he's fighting midgets, right? So like Kevin Bacon, in a twist in the end, Kevin Bacon's the one that gets like fucked up a little bit, and he's captured, and then Dinklage comes in and saves the day, but it's like really short.
Dong.
long story short, dong again. Long story
keep
short,
keep the puns coming, motherfucker.
Long story short is they basically save the day, and they're just a tag team of Midge and Abel.
Midge and Abel. Mm-hmm. All right, who's next?
All right, I guess I'll go. I don't really have anything, but we'll see if I can just come up with it. It's Kevin Bacon and his partner, who's just a loose cannon. Because Kevin Bacon is the straight-laced one, and then the loose cannon is Danny DeVito. And
King of the Midges.
He's always just shooting the perps before they...
He's just him and It's Always Sunny.
Just, yes, exactly. Frank Reynolds style.
Let's just see an episode of It's Always Sunny like that.
Just drinking a can of wine in a can, beating the shit out of perps. And then it turns into Lethal Weapon 5.
Or 6. They have a cat named Jack Bauer.
Right.
All right, Mikey or Josh?
Yeah, Josh. I need a minute to think, bro.
Let's say it's Kevin Bacon and Val Kilmer. Let's say Val Kilmer is this, he's a seasoned vet. He's been going, he's always plays by the rules, everything like that. Well, Kevin Bacon comes into the academy. He's coming from the streets. He's coming from just rough upbringing, and he's just a wild cannon. And so they partner him up with each other, and they're beefing back and forth. Well, all of a sudden they come up against a crime. It's this big time crime. Come to find out, the mob boss was actually best friends with Kevin Bacon growing up. And so now Kevin Bacon's got the ins, and then Val Kilmer's in his one ear saying, "Hey, we need to do this right." And then his other buddy's like, "Bro, why'd you become a cop? Come with me. You can make all this, fat cash, whatever." And Kevin Bacon's torn between what is he going to do? And he ends up killing his best friend and hanging out with Val Kilmer.
Is there a point where either one dramatically shoots his gun into the air because he loves the other one so much? Like, no!
Absolutely.
Well, what happened was, Val Kilmer's actually shot his best friend. And then he started freaking out, and he pointed the gun at Val Kilmer, and he's like, "I'll kill you, you motherfucker." And then, they went after it, and then they street brawled, and then come to find out, they ended up, loving each other and rode off in the sunset.
On a side note, whatever happened to Val Kilmer?
He got fat as fuck.
Yeah. He's got fat.
Yeah.
So he's just uncastable.
Yeah. And no hope for Willow, too.
No, this is Val Kilmer from Top Gun. Not now.
Sexy Kilmer. All right.
And when you said seasoned vet, I'm like, he's fat. He's desk job.
Yo, Maverick.
Donut ass. Yeah.
Maverick, you can be my wingman anytime.
Yeah.
His Batman movie was on TV the other day, and he don't look like that no more.
No.
That's a bad movie.
That is a piece of shit.
Really bad movie.
Hey, look, man.
That's not that bad. Come on, guys.
In hindsight, from what we've had since, that movie does not hold
Batman
up.
Batman sucked it up with Superman like a month ago.
But we had three awesome ones.
But, it was a bad movie, but it was an awesome Batman.
It was a good Batman.
I did not mind Batman vs Superman.
I did.
Yeah.
Listen to episode last month this year.
Yeah, exactly. For like 4 episodes in a row.
Yeah. I liked the Batman for it. Wasn't Batman. I hated Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey more than I hated Val Kilmer as Batman.
Yeah, like, he's fine as Batman, whatever, but the villains are so fucking cheesy.
Tommy Lee Jones, they had to pretty up the one side of his face. Like, two face.
Left the other side the same, huh?
Yeah.
That's all Tommy.
It's like, all right, well, this is going to be harder than we thought, because we don't have to ugly up one side. We have to pretty up one side. Didn't expect that.
All right, Mikey. You're on the hot seat. You got to do it.
All right. So... Kevin Bacon is a established detective, okay? And he gets an assignment with a new partner, and he's all like, oh, I don't want a new partner. I would do it alone. But he's got to take, the new partner. And he gets on special assignment. They got to investigate a series of home good robberies. So they bring in a specialist, Martha Stewart, and they spend the whole movie doing cop stuff. And we call the movie Home Bacon.
Boo.
No. Just bacon, Dom? Bro.
Yeah.
Home Bacon.
Home Bacon. Yeah, Martha Stewart, bro. Home Bacon. And then they're gonna make some fucking mittens and
shit. I bacon because he's a cop? He's a pig?
Yeah.
I thought his last name's bacon, Kevin Bacon because of bacon.
Well, I mean,
that's the joke.
Dummy.
I thought it was just Home Bacon because you thought of Martha Stewart and that was it.
Nah.
You gave up.
Nah. I'm more clever than that.
That's why I was laughing at you.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should punch Lou in the face.
Yeah. The minute I got space here, I'm right cross.
Honestly, Lou, you look like a one-shot guy where you're just right in the ground.
Well, of course you would think that.
Lou's got about a good...
This guy thinks he's fucking One Punch Man.
No, Lou's got a good, like, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 seconds worth of fighting him, and then that might be
he's
it.
He's winded, and then all...
he's just tired.
Lou's a bone warmer, bro. He just tries to hug. He's like, stop fighting me!
Give him some credit, man. He can go, like, 12 seconds, 13 seconds.
Yeah, that's why I try
You're
to
You're being
finish.
Generous.
I try to finish the fight quick.
No, honestly, though, I could definitely one-shot hit you, knock you out.
You said the same thing about Mayweather. So
no, but my one shot was grabbing him and timbering myself onto him.
You can't knock out Mayweather.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't say knockout. I said suffocate. Grab you can't, timber.
You can't catch him. If Manny Pacquiao can't catch him, you can't catch him.
No. It's a squared circle.
Still. No. I don't even remember the suffocate thing.
No, you were saying all the rules.
You were saying like, if he didn't know you were coming, like, you could punch him in the back of the head.
That's sucker
something.
Punching, yeah. I bet if I could sucker punch somebody, I could knock him out.
He takes you hits. Can't he get takes hits for a living.
No, he never gets hit. Shane Mosley is, like, the only dude to hit that guy.
Yeah, because he runs away for fucking the entire fight.
I still don't think. I think he would turn around.
Well, I know that
you'd
know
be in trouble.
I know that Josh and the Bold Woodry guys like the fighting a lot. If you ever watch a Mayweather fight, Josh?
Yeah, they're boring.
The fucking all that guy does is get points. It's like you go to hit him, he taps you twice in the jaw or the fucking forehead, and then he's like, all right, I'm winning the round.
Yeah, and then he just backpedals. Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, those fights suck, man.
And then he waited forever to fight Pacquiao, and Pacquiao was washed up. He got, like, knocked out, like, 3 times at that point.
That's some pretty high confidence, though, if you think you could just go around one-punching people. You know, like, I give you props.
This guy.
Well, no, Josh, let's just say in a complete sucker punch, you don't think you could knock out somebody?
No, I do, but I wouldn't just be like, yeah, I could take Mayweather. You know, some Joe Schmo on the street, maybe, yeah, but seasoned, you know, professional fighter, probably not.
They're exaggerating. I didn't say I could take Mayweather in a legit match. I said that I could grab him.
No,
and
we
fall
said
on him.
This is revisionist history.
Yeah.
This is if you get past his bodyguards.
I didn't say nothing about no bodyguards. No, they beat me to fucking. It's like you probably got some Suge Knight bodyguards just beat me to death. I'm talking about Mayweather in a squared circle, just grab him and fall on him. I think I'd win.
Oh, right. So in like a Rocky versus whatever the fuck Hulk Hogan was in that
movie.
Yeah,
Thunderlips, bro.
Thunderlips. Ah. That's
all right, this is all territory we've tread. Right. So let's move on to the next game. Let's do Perfect 10.
Up next on the dance floor, Painted Black presents The Perfect 10.
This is the game where I give you a scenario.
No, it's not.
Oh, damn!
Describe your best day. Do whatever. If it's the best day, then you'll be the winner. Perfect 10 over Moon. Blue, it's longer. Perfect 10 over me. Yeah.
hope you're happy, perfect, Dan over me. Name a look.
Yeah, that's the best theme song you ever created.
Are you saying perfect denim?
Cheers, I'm sorry, what'd you say, Josh?
Are you saying perfect denim?
He's saying 10 with some weird inflection.
Yeah.
Like he's going 10.
Look, I really felt what Led Zeppelin was trying to accomplish there when I was
Led Zeppelin.
My...
Led Zeppelin.
I'm sorry, Def Leppard.
Oh no.
Shame this man.
Yeah.
Shame this man.
Let me get my bell.
Where's your dumb app?
I'm not opening the bell. All right, this is the game. I give you a scenario. You have 1 minute each to tell me your perfect situation for that scenario, your perfect 10 scenario. You get selected to be on a game show. Your choice of show. All events are on you. We're just going to go around the table, so we're going to start with Lou.
Just any old game show?
Anything you want it to be. Go.
All right. I travel abroad. And I go on those crazy Japanese game shows where the object is to get a blowjob and last as long as you can.
What? Actual show.
Lou loses
real
in
shows.
10 seconds. It's a world record.
But the caveat is I get to keep trying. And it's a great day. It's a brilliant day. But no one sees it because it's all blurred out.
The end?
The end. What else do you need?
Lou,
what else do you need?
So basically, Lou just catches a blowjob.
Like
I catch a blowjob, and then I ninja vanish out of that.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Josh?
I said maybe what you could get is like a stack of cash waiting for you at the end or something.
He didn't even factor that
Wouldn't
in.
Did that help?
Well, considering knowing Lou, he's in like a year's debt buying that plane ticket.
It's part of the package. It's part of the package.
So like that girl like opens her mouth and goes... And you're just blowing hot load in her mouth. Like you're just like, oh, it's so exciting.
Why not?
Fair to Lou. That's an actual show. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's for real.
They get just I thought you were joking. That's
no,
a real show?
That's a for real show.
Yeah, they survive a blowjob. Like, lasts as
survive
long,
a blowjob?
Lasts as long as you can.
Time out. What kind of blowjobs did you get in Japan?
Fucking
you got
Saw games, man.
As the blowjob is occurring, there's also a simultaneous game of Russian roulette going on. And
now we're talking.
You know what? That's my kind of show.
Get Japan on the phone.
A guy catching a blowjob while playing Russian roulette. Everything's on the line.
Which will blow?
Could you imagine just blowing your load and shooting your brains out? It's just like a good ending.
Yeah, you can call the game Last Shot.
Wow.
And then the intro is that, hey man, nice shot.
Or hit me with your best shot.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hit me with your best shot. It's Japan. Yeah, it's okay.
Right? That'll totally work for them.
All right, Brian, you're up.
Repeat a game show? All right. I'm on Price is Right. They call my name right at the end of the show. Last person on there, so I'm going last. And everyone does their thing. It's the best showcase of the whole day. And whoever went right before me, I get $1 more than him. Win it. And then I jump onto the thing. They're like, okay, now you got to play the little game. It's a Plinko game, whatever. And the guy, I think it's Drew Carey at this point, right? He's like, oh, well, this is how you play. And he's like, Drew, I know. I just flip it behind me. And he goes, ding, 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 ding. I win. I get to the spin of the wheel thing. I'm just talking to Drew. He's like, hey, Drew, man, you're a real funny guy. And then $1 even. I get $1,000 to go on top of that, go to the Showcase Showdown. It's just everything I ever won. It's like jet skis, big screen TVs, like just a brand new makeover for your house, all that good stuff. And I guess it exactly right. I get both showcases, and then Drew Carey just gives me a good old high five, and I give the
time.
You're perfect.
You have an intimate knowledge of the Price is Right.
Yeah, you're like, maybe, who is it? Drew Carey? I don't know.
I like how
fuck you.
Like
whatever,
how...
you fucking one-pump chump on Japanese TV. Trying to outlast the
Man,
other Jap guys.
I'm pretty sure that he would have been going on the vacation with you if you got another 10 seconds.
Wait, hold on. Let's not forget, the reason why this is a 10 is because Katz wants to high-five Drew Carey.
Oh, he would have been fucking him, being like, Cleveland rocks.
You're catching a blowjob
from a Japanese girl. And like, your shit is
on television. I guess the best price.
I got a whole bunch of... I want everything. Literally, I'm coming home with thousands of dollars worth of stuff. You caught a blowjob, which is like mundane to everyone else.
Yours is like...
You're fucking married. Just...
I spin the wheel. Yeah. That's fucking stupid.
Do you... Josh, you don't.
That's the best thing
Josh,
to come
know,
up with.
You don't know Luke, but
I went to a normal game show and won the normal prize. Wow,
you just caught
fucking amazing.
Your whole story was I caught a blowjob
over and over again. Like, I got to play all
that
day.
That brings me back to when I was 15.
I got to play all day.
You have like a 50.
Yeah, you can just go into like a back alley with $10 and get one of those. I mean,
you're
yeah,
fucking the height of yours was
thank you.
You high five
to
has been.
Has been. Guy's never been on top of his game more than he is now.
Except when he had that sitcom.
Nah, man. He's hosting Price Right. That's a sweet gig. Nah. Bob Barker kept that shit forever, man. There's a
that,
reason.
All right. There's no,
all right.
True he's not going anywhere else.
We're moving on. We're moving on.
You don't even know the game of the game show you were on.
The blowjob game.
Yeah.
Bro, your game show was you caught a blowjob. Great. You're 14.
That's a lot better than high-fiving Drew Carey.
And winning a ton of prizes.
All right. Come on. Mike.
All right. So, totally going on Jeopardy, and you know when they go around and they say, "Yo, tell us a little something about yourself." Well, I start talking to Alex, and Alex Trebek starts being a dick, and I'm a dick back to him because I got a guinea temper. And then I get a question right, but he says it's wrong because of the way I pronounced it. And I'm like, "No, motherfucker, I said it right." And then me and him start arguing live on television, to which I pick up my podium and beat the shit out of Alex Trebek. And then I stare in the camera and I go, "You wanted this, America."
I'm not saying that that's not great television. I would love to see that. But did you get the question right or not?
Oh, I got it right.
All
right. I was right.
Looks right in the camera and goes, "You're next, Pat Sage."
If I was ever on Jeopardy, I would for real bet the one side of my hand. And like
like Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
All right, one more to go. Josh, whenever you're ready.
Let's say Deal or No Deal with what's his name, Howie, the bald guy, and you. And I automatically, obviously, I pick the $1 million case, and it's in my back pocket, and I'm just listing off all the penny, dollar, $5 cases, and they're just popping off the board. All that's left is just all the high roller cases. And he goes, "What are you gonna do?" You know, because I'm down to one case. It's the $750,000 and the $1 million case. And I, you know what? I'm just gonna keep the one I got, and it's the $1 million case. You know, I high five Howie. Everyone jumps up and down. Yeah. And then I end up coming back later with the all-star one, and I do the same thing again.
The only unbelievable part of that story is that Howie Mandel wouldn't touch you because he's like a weird germ freak, right?
That's true.
So that's a good
high five.
Yeah,
but I was wearing a rubber glove. So.
Yeah.
You win the most high fluting game of pick a number.
You should also you should also call him Bobby's World the whole time.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Bobby's World, I'm going to take case number 7.
25, bro. $1 million. Just open it up. I don't want any other case.
Yep.
God, that game was big for a minute.
Yeah.
I actually kill at Dave and Buster's, man, where you go there and you play, they have the video game version of that. You get tickets for it. It's like the funnest one.
Is it really?
Believe it or not, my mom almost went on that show.
Your mom went on the show?
Almost. She made it to like the final round of the interview and shit.
What was the deal breaker that she got kicked off?
She didn't pick a number quick enough.
She had this.
They asked what
her
feelings were on Alex Trebek.
I'm sorry, Josh. What did you say?
I said they asked what her feelings were on Alex Trebek, and
Howie Mandel couldn't handle that. He's like, you know, yeah. I can't be getting beat down with a podium.
Yeah, I was like, fuck that nigga. All right, one more game to play. Word association.
Words.
I fucking hate you.
You don't approve of that one, Mike?
No, I don't. That's my favorite one ever.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Yo, man, it's quite to the point.
All right, we're going to jump around a little here, but I'm going to start with Lou. So again, I'm going to read you a couple words. You just give me the first thing that pops into your head.
Yeah.
First thing.
Yeah.
Boring.
Words.
Pajamas.
Party.
Broke.
Me.
Shame.
Mm-hmm.
Iced tea.
Law and Order.
Boo.
Who?
I'll give you a bonus point if you know what all those words describe.
Boo, iced tea, pajamas. I don't know, like when you have a nightcap.
You got boring and broke. These words describe Lou.
Oh.
It's a nightcap for you, bro?
No, I'm just like wondering, you know.
Little pajamas.
I was thinking iced tea, the rapper slash actor. So
it was a sugary drink.
Oh, now it makes so much more sense.
Law and Order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I was like, I don't get the correlation.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian, we're going to jump to you.
All right.
Hipster.
Brooklyn.
That's a good one. Rain.
Roman.
Plaid.
Pete.
Nice. Coffee.
House.
Needle.
Dick.
When I wrote those words, a friend of mine was flying somewhere. Where were they going?
Scotland.
Seattle.
Space Needle, I guess. Space is there? Yeah.
Mm.
Now, for the to be honest here, I forgot Mikey was coming on tonight.
That's okay.
So he didn't get words. So we're going to jump to Josh real quick.
No, you can't even make it five words.
No. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Josh his words that are pre-prepared, and then I'm going to take a little sprinkling of each for Mikey.
Don't sprinkle on me, bro.
Shut up.
he and ice cream cone, to put sprinkles on him.
And Josh, yours is more just to learn a little bit about you and your show. So, again.
Yeah, that's cool.
Josh, what's your number?
First thing that pops into your head real quick. Vegas. Yep.
Bold and Belligerent.
Podcast.
Bold and Belligerent.
Lauren.
Bold and Belligerent.
Mike.
Bold and Belligerent.
And I see where this is going. Luke.
Bold and Belligerent.
Funny, you didn't say Josh is bold and belligerent, though.
I only have five words.
No, I'm saying...
Oh, yeah, he didn't.
Yeah,
that's right. You're dropping the ball, Josh. Mm.
It would have taken too much time.
All right, so for Mikey, I'm just going to say broke.
Lou.
Mm, correct good, answer. Good right choice. One on the board.
Good choice.
Thank you.
I'm going to say plaid.
Roddy Piper.
Also good answer. Let's do Vegas.
Hookers.
Mm. It's right there. Let's do pajamas.
Lou.
Also good. And let's end this with hipster.
Nah, that was a good Brooklyn. That's what it is.
Oh, a lot of hipsters over there.
A lot of curly mustaches in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm.
Like all those rappers in the 90s that were talking about how bad Brooklyn was, well, the white people moved in the aughts.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. We wrecked it.
If you, terrible. If you listen to Gungo this week, they talk about that.
Yeah, dude, there's...
Where Brooklyn, apparently people think hipster and Brooklyn, and he's like, yo, we got to do something about that. Like, they're going to go on a campaign to just change everyone's mind.
Like, the violence and like the projects in Brooklyn has increased
due people don't think of the project. People think of like brownstones and shit. Right?
Yeah, no, nobody lives there.
And increase in beatings for people with man buns.
And cops.
as they should get.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you have a man bun, fuck yourself. Mm. How are we on time?
A lot of man bun. About an hour and a half. You want to spin the wheel?
I got one more game prepped that's been sitting in my phone.
All right, so let's do it.
For like a month now.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done this one. This is a game Brian came up with, and I'm sorry, Josh, to put you through this, but I really want to hear Mikey do this game.
No problem.
This is the imitation game.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Fun.
I haven't made up a fucking thing for that.
Shit. All
right.
Well, I like that name. That just stuck.
The imitation game.
I'm going to give you an actor.
Okay.
Or somebody easily impressioned. And you're gonna, and I'm going to give you a quote that you have to say as that person. And we're just going to go through real quick, see how you guys do.
Okay.
Lou, I know you hate this one.
I don't hate it. I'm just not very good at it.
No, you're awful at this shit.
But I like the game.
Nothing was worse than the fucking song game. You're like, I don't know that song. Like,
I don't. I mean, obviously, you fags are listening to that dumb shit.
I was like, we had to go to like the national anthem, and you were like, I never heard it. I don't know.
Yeah, and then
I don't
guys
listen to pop shit.
Yeah. Exactly. You guys were like, sing me the Spice Girls entire album. Like, obviously, I don't know that fucking
shit. The biggest
over
exaggeration I've ever heard of. We were like,
and he's like, how did you not know every word? Are you fucking kidding me?
Lou's angry today.
Lou's going to catch that sucker punch I was talking about.
All right, well, Lou, you're starting it off.
The Mayweather killer.
I want a little William Shatner.
All right.
And your quote? Yeah. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
All right. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way.
You're right. You're not good at this.
Mm.
All right, Pete. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
A little better. Mikey?
Move. Bitch, get out the... way. Get out the way, though. Bitch, get out the way.
Wow. That's what I wanted to see Mikey do.
This. Dramatic pause.
All right, Josh, you got one lined up?
No.
You feel free to pass on this one if you're not into it.
Come on, Josh, you got it in you.
I'm not good at this. All right. What are we doing?
Impressions, Josh. You're impersonating William Shatner saying, move, bitch, get out the way, get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
You don't have to say the whole thing. Just give the vibe.
Every syllable, say it.
All right. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Not bad. See? Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going for that, like, sing-talky thing that he fucking did for a minute. You know?
You were hard on yourself, Josh. You weren't bad at all.
Not at all.
Is that the impression of you on the game show?
He was the one sucking dick.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I can't wait to get this game show, man. You just suck dick forever.
All right. I got two more of these.
Just wait till Stan hears. You've been cheating on him.
I know. Don't get him. Josh, don't get him jealous now.
All right, Lou, I want to hear Bill Clinton. He's going to say, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Oh, man, I don't know if I can do this one. All right. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You're not even trying.
I tried it. I'm not good.
All right. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Oh,
you
did the there finger. You go.
Nice. See, it was a visual component, but the finger, the politician point, not bad. Mm. Mike?
Shit, I don't know if I can do him.
Slick Willie, come on now.
I don't know. Okay. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? And I did not have sex with that intern.
There we go.
Mama always said.
I appreciate the extra.
You did give him a little Texas twang on that.
I tried. I don't know. Yeah. It's terrible. Sorry.
All right, Josh. Sorry. You want to give it a shot?
All right. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale of the moonlight?
Not bad.
That sounded just like him.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
I hope everyone's doing the finger thing now.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, you got
that
it.
That was his thing. He was constantly like putting
I did not have sexual relations. Like that whole...
No, I'm just kidding. I fucked the shit out of that bitch.
I slapped a cigar in the poon. I blew a hole through the back of that bitch's head.
I got up in them guts.
She was the bee's knees.
Now, here's the one I've been building. This is the one I'm looking for. The bee's knees? That took a second.
Oh, he's Southern. He's old, but...
She was the cat's pajamas.
Took the chrome off of a off of a trailer hitch. I don't know.
Dropping fucking loads.
Yo, Hillary Clinton should fucking run on that slogan. Hillary Clinton, vote for me. Why? Dropping fucking loads. That's why. I could drop more loads than Trump any day.
Here's the one I wanted to get to, considering our prior conversation. Mm-hmm. I want Sylvester Stallone saying, "Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It's so big."
Man, I don't know if I can do this either.
You don't have to preface every round. You
can just
try.
Look, we get it. You can't do it. Just do it.
Why don't you go first, then?
Okay. Stallone saying what one more time?
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It's so big.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. So big.
Not bad.
Was it that hard, Lou, to just say that word?
It's a fucking sentence.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mikey, I guess you're up.
All right. See, I'm trying to think of which Stallone to go with.
Oh, he's like, got that's a the fucking arsenal.
That's the hard
part. I was going to say, are there many Stallones? Or?
You should do over-the-top Stallone.
Over-the-top Stallone? Like Breakdown and First Blood Stallone?
It went over there, and it was like, oh, my God, Becky, look at the back. Oh, my God.
I don't.
Can I hear a subdued Stallone like Rocky, opening a Rocky?
Yo, you know, over there, Becky, you know, look at the butt.
Wow. Bum, 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 I should have went first. I don't want to follow that.
Now you have to go.
No. I let Lou go last this time.
All right.
Let's see what he comes up with last.
Okay.
All right, Josh.
All right. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big.
I think he's still in Bill Clinton mode. Yeah.
He's just trying to get out, man. He's trying to get out.
He's Stallone at a Southern twang.
Stallone playing Bill Clinton. My God,
Becky.
All right, so follow that, Lou. You got it.
Wow. All
right, Lou.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It's so big.
You sound like a kid trying to do a grown-up voice.
Thank you. I take that.
I'm Mr. Adult.
I take that as a compliment.
Hello, I'm Mr. Grown-up.
That's clearly a three kids in a trench coat.
Yeah, I can have cake for dinner.
All right, that's the end of the games. Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves for a few minutes? I will tell you these points and let you know who is walking away champ.
Josh, I'd like to thank you for coming on. Represent Bold and Belligerent.
Yes, Bold and Belligerent, yes.
Say that again.
Sound like you had a ball gag in your mouth.
Josh is Bold and Belligerant.
Josh is Bold
and Belligerant. There we go.
Hey.
Mike, thanks for coming back, man. It was a good time seeing you forever,
fucking
dude.
Fucking happy to be back.
You
man.
Still chilling after this? Drink cold beers?
Or yeah.
Or does Lou gotta get home to the wife and kids?
No, he came by himself.
No, I came by myself, bro.
That's a good move, man.
Yeah, I'm an adult now.
Came by himself, kid.
Don't look at me and say those words, bro.
Say thanks for actually having me on, guys, because you guys are awesome. You guys are funny, and it's stressful, man.
Thank
it's nerve-wracking trying to be on this.
No,
I don't know how you guys do it every week.
You know what? Wouldn't mind to get bumped up in Josh's Josh's weekly.
You pandering ass!
I love Bold and Belligerent.
You should actually if you ever do raise this up, you should be like the Paint of Black crew gets number 3, but Lou's still at 4 with whatever show gets dropped. But it's cool. How did you end up deciding you wanted to do that? By the way, like just come up with your own rankings.
Because no one else has done it, or no one else that I've heard has done it. Everyone just tries to be like, I love everybody equally. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to say who my favorites are.
You're right, though. You're right, though, because there was a Twitter guy today that came and hit us up saying, hey, I just reviewed your show, gave you 5 stars, review my show. I looked at it, and I was like, I didn't get no review from you, dick. And he's just like, oh, no, come a couple minutes. So I waited those couple minutes, and I was like, it never showed up, you fucking liar. Don't fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got the standings.
All right, what's up, Pete?
This one panned out pretty interestingly, just in the number order.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Josh, you got 4th, but you got 20 points and no dongs. So congratulations.
Well, no dongs?
No dongs.
I thought you were going for most dongs, man.
To that.
Your dong list, no offense. But
that's a good thing on this show. So that's 20 points in...
Hey, I didn't count... All right, go ahead.
No, go, say your thing.
No, we're good.
You good? So you got 20 with 21 points. We had Brian. Dongs hurt you. With 22 points, we had Lou. And with 23, squeaking it out at the end with the games, Mikey walks away with it. I would thank Stallone in your...
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Rocky.
He's up already, bro.
So congratulations You get the belt this week. At the end of the show, you get 20 seconds to say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. We will get to that in a second. In the meantime, once again, Josh, please tell us where to find Bold and Belligerent.
You can find Bold and Belligerent on boldandbelligerent.podbean.com. You can go boldandbelligerent.com. You can find us on Twitter. It's boldandbelligerent_podcast. We just are four guys in Vegas. We want to just say whatever we want to say, talk shit, and just have a good time. That's what we do.
And can we find Josh's Bold and Belligerent in all the same places?
Well, it is Josh's Bold and Belligerent. It's just the Josh's isn't, you know, in actual writing yet, but we're working up a contract.
You need to take your podcast logo, like the little picture on the iTunes, and just put your face over everyone else's face. Yeah. Hey, we know Photoshop over here. We can help.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny with the faces because Lauren did the drawings for all the logos, and when we originally did them, it was like I was looking one way, Lauren was looking another way, Mike was looking another way, Luke was looking another way. Well, then when he posted the pictures, I looked at it, and sure enough, Lauren is right in the middle looking straight at the camera. I said, well, what happened? That's not what you – and he's like, well, I took extra pictures because, you know, I just didn't like the way my face looked, and I wanted to just be looking right at the camera. I was like, oh, he's such – he's egotistical.
Of course, Lauren's got to look the best.
Exactly. You have to be right in the middle looking right at the camera while he's got me looking like a jihad. He's got Luke looking like a homeless man. He's got Mike looking like a high dude, and he's just, oh, yep, I'm just smirking my little happy little smirk right in the front of the camera.
If you go to the Bold and Belligerent logo, it's Lauren just with like a flag draped over him like Rocky IV, and then the rest of the guys exactly. in turbans
yeah.
and like sand off. Gear.
Yeah, they're all dressed like fucking yeah. the Iron Sheik.
Yeah. All
right,
man.
All right, as for us, find us on iTunes and Podbean and RadioVegas.rocks and all the other stuff. What else we got, Lou?
Definitely hit us up on Twitter because we are hot fire on Twitter. We'll definitely answer.
At PIB Comics.
Yep. Two-headed monster on Twitter right now.
Yeah. Email us at...
Painted Black Comics.
Off. You cut me off.
Because you were like, you paused. You fucking forgot.
Shut up.
PaintedBlackComics@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to check out our live Mixler event.
On the 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be giving out prizes. Whoever wins the Battle Royal in the Mixler comments is going to get a big swag bag. We're going to be having the tag team titles and the World Heavyweight Championships all going to be on the line that night.
Mm. Mm. And Mikey, working at the Quiznos?
Yeah.
Good shit.
Quiznos. Interesting enough, we started a soccer team with the Quiznos.
Okay, as you do.
And, you know, like we do. And I coach the soccer team. And the team is so good that in August I'm actually going to China for an international tournament.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. I actually, yeah. I know that.
Are you going to try to get on the game show?
Yeah, Lou's trying to blow him for like as long as he can without fucking busting him out. But actually, if you need some more players, like maybe some bench players, I know Josh, he works a landscaping thing, so he might have one or two good midfielders in there or something like that.
So, thanks again, Josh.
Mikey, no, thanks, guys. I had a blast.
I'm glad you came on, man. Definitely. Anytime.
Glad to be here.
Come on again.
Computer guy, you were awesome.
Mikey, you get 20 seconds now to say whatever the hell you want, uninterrupted, before we close out the show. Brian, hit that music.
Okay, listen. I know you think it's cool, but porn stars, stop looking into the camera. Okay? Please stop. Okay? Because I'm trying to masturbate, and I feel weird when you're looking right at me. Okay? I appreciate what you're doing, but come on. I got something I gotta get, you know, done here, and you're making it take longer than it has to. So please, for the love of all humanity, cut the shit.
Close the door behind you.
Money, no whip, oh piss, growing up, I ain't never had shit, had a heart, got a slit, might as well rip it out, got a dream, I ain't giving out, that's what it's all about, all these fucking people tell me who I gotta be, well fuck you motherfucker, you're my enemy, all I need is 5 minutes to remember me, send a club into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe, it's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit, you'll dig your own dick.
Stars of Christ on the start, dies in big old